Well, good morning and welcome back to Magnificat Media and Magnificat Radio. It's your morning tradition. Hi, it's Mike and Lisa Austin here. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
I don't know why I'm talking British.
I don't know either.
Where'd that come from? Weird, strange way to start the week. It was another busy weekend. I hope you had a very enjoyable weekend and an efficacious weekend, and pick your other big word about your weekend, and that's what it was, hopefully. At this point, you are hearing us, and we mentioned before, we pre-record these shows, and you're hearing us pre-recordedly this morning, because most definitely you would have to anyway, because we are right now taking our son to boys camp.
That's right.
The Don Bosco boys camp up near Waupaca, Wisconsin.
That's right.
And found out pretty cool. There are boys coming from, they're probably the farthest away, I would think. Florida? Didn't Joe tell us that there were some boys from Florida?
Right. Boys from Florida coming up to...
That's pretty slick.
Mm-hmm.
We, later this week, hope to have some interviews with, I don't know who we're going to nail down somebody about the boys camps, the different camps that we have around the country, and just the goodness that goes on. I can only speak about the boys camp. I know the girls, they do good things as well. And our girls have gone.
Well, sure.
But from
they have fun.
Manly standpoint, I like how at least the Midwest boys camp, the one that our son Joseph goes to, they always have a theme. And over the years, it's been, I think they did the Crusades, they did military chaplains, was it chaplains or, yeah, military chaplains
mm-hmm.
over the years and the centuries. And each group got a military chaplain that they were named after.
Right,
and
right.
It's cool because they learn the history of things and they learn, you know, the background of Catholicism. In I don't want to say warfare, but I mean in the military.
How cool. Right.
Mm-hmm. And they run the camp kind of militaristically anyway, because they get up. It's
they do the crack of dawn.
Crack of dawn, and it's boys.
Got to go to the flag.
You got to get to the flag. You say you know your prayers, and you say the raising of the flag. You say the do they say the pledge?
I'm not sure.
I know they. Then it's like a reveille that they have, but then they have to go to physical training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which Joseph hates.
Every morning, right.
And they do a hike. Is that, well, anyway, it's good stuff for the boys. So anyway, we'll have some more on that later on in the week. But as of today, Monday, we're officially
traveling, taking
Joseph to the Midwest Boys Camp. So,
That's right.
Good morning, and we will have our Saint of the Day coming up in just a couple of minutes. Speaking of, well, not boys camps, but pilgrimages. Sort of along the same lines, you know.
Not really.
Not even close, actually.
No.
But it's, well, no, because the Santa Fe pilgrimage, which if you're hearing this in St. Mary's and you guys just got done with the Santa Fe pilgrimage over the weekend, how you feeling? Doing okay?
Probably tired.
I bet. This past weekend was the pilgrimage down near St. Mary's. It says here Lyons, but I'm sure they pronounce that Lyon. Right? Wouldn't they do the French pronunciation?
Possibly.
Although it's Kansas. Maybe they don't. Only the traditional Catholics pronounce it, Lyon. Everybody else says Lyons.
Right.
Lyons, Kansas. Anyway, the Padilla Cross, they make a pilgrimage, and we're going to cover that here in just a minute. Men and boys, though. This is why this sort of connected me with the boys' camps. The men and the boys.
This one's just the men and the boys. Women are not allowed. Girls are not allowed.
Right.
I read that, and I'm going, what? Really?
This is a 33-mile pilgrimage, and we'll have more on this in a minute. But they walk 33 miles, and Father Novak was telling us some of the younger boys, like the teen boys, toward the end will actually take their shoes off and walk barefoot. Oh. I think that is awesome.
It is awesome.
We have our pilgrimage coming up on August the 20th here. We go to a place in Wisconsin called Holy Hill. And it's a three-day pilgrimage through trails, the Ice Age Trail.
Right.
And it's not a real historic trail that we walk like it is in Kansas. That's a historic, you walk in the footsteps of America's first proto-martyr, which we'll cover in a minute as well.
Right.
But ours here, it's a, you walk through the Glacier Trail, which is historic, but not so much in a Catholic way, as far as I know. And some of it's along a road, so it's not totally on the Glacier Trail. But we'll be doing ours August the 20th. And I'm thinking this year, if I can get the time off, last year I could only do one day. I'm thinking this year I'm going to try the 3 days.
That's fine.
Try the 3 days. And I got to ask Joseph if he wants to go with me. I really want Joseph to go with me.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do, I'm going to try and do this barefoot thing at the end. I think that's cool.
It is cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you can, maybe we could put a link to Holy Hill.
I'm sure we can.
Here on the website. Mm-hmm. Lisa's really getting the linkage down here at magnificatmedia.com. So
I just learned how to do videos.
She's all giddy. I learned how to put videos on. So and maybe we could start making our own videos now and things like that. But so suffice to say, pilgrimage time of the year. And those of you on the Santa Fe pilgrimage over the weekend, welcome back home. God love you. And viva Cristo Rey. And rest up, my friends. More on this whole historic pilgrimage in just a minute. What else are we covering? There was something else we wanted.
I don't know. You're in charge, so I'm.
I am. Oh,
I
cool.
Go with the flow.
Well, there's your first mistake. Oh, later. You should know this one. We're going to do our second historical Skype interview. This one will be with Lisa's mom and dad, who have their wedding anniversary. When is it?
August 1st.
August the 1st.
Yep.
So that's coming up this next weekend already.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. So they've been married a long, long time.
Very long.
And I don't know, is it like 50?
It's 56 years.
56 years. All right.
56 years, August 1st.
How do you do that? What do you do? You ever talk to somebody who's been married for a long, long time? We just had a story the other day about that couple that died within 24 hours of each other?
Right.
And that's what got us thinking. And then Lisa suggested, you know, Mom and Dad, their anniversary is coming up. Why don't we talk to them? So we're going to interview Ted and Harlene, who they've never been interviewed on a radio program or even an internet radio program or anything, any kind of program before.
Yeah, no, never.
So this should be interesting. But what a cute and a darling couple. I didn't say cute. Did I just use the word cute?
You did. But strangers used the word cute on my mom and dad once.
I try to stay away from the word cute. Unless we're talking puppies or babies, I never use the word cute, ever.
Kittens, well, it's the way they show affection in public.
Right.
You know, they're very caring towards one another.
Right. And kittens, even if kittens, I don't use the word cute. So anyway, they have a certain way. And you have to meet Ted and Arlene one of these days. Maybe you will. And if you are listening in Michigan, you probably know them.
I'm sure.
But yeah, they have a certain way
about
them.
We were the kind of house that everybody came. All the neighborhood kids came to our house, always.
Oh, yeah. All the activity.
That was the kind of family house that I grew up in. Everybody knew my mom and dad. Everybody just came to them.
Mr. and Mrs. Huebner's house.
Yeah. They've just always been very
well, and your,
open,
your
accepting.
Family, your family. When I first met Lisa, the first time I ever went to Christmas at their house, her mom and dad's house, wowzers. It was everybody.
Bad or good wowzers?
No, wowzers good.
Okay.
I had never known people to stay up all night long Christmas Eve singing songs, then go to Mass, then come home, and then break out the food.
That's right.
And start singing Christmas carols and stay up and then go, oh, we should probably go to sleep. Oh, okay. And wake up a couple hours later and go, hey, the family's coming over.
I'm sure that's a Polish thing.
I don't know what happened, but it was the coolest Christmas I think I had ever in a long time. So anyway, we're going to talk to Ted and Harlene about marriage and about other things. Coming up with probably the last segment of the show. But right now, Lisa, you know, my question to you is this.
Oh, but I know now.
How can you know where you're going? If you don't know where you've been. That's why we do this day in history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
This is the 27th day of July. In the year of our Lord, 2015, there are 208 of these days left this year. This is the 208th day of the year. There's 157 of them left. And 'twas on this day in 432, St. Celestine I ended his reign as Catholic Pope.
And today in 1230, there was a Treaty of San Germano between Emperor Frederick II and Pope Gregory IX.
Yes. San Germano is, today it's casino.
Casino?
Casino. Monte Casino, all that stuff.
Oh.
Holy Roman Emperor Frederick II and Pope Gregory IX. This was all part of the Crusades.
Right? Oh.
So this is all kind of part of that thing. And it's based, let's see. All the papal possessions in Sicily were restored to the Pope through the treaty. And it goes on and on. It's an all-long explanation. It has to do with all the Crusades. Anyway, oh, this one's mine.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you to take over. Oh, I'm next. 1549, July the 27th, Jesuit priest Francis Xavier's ship reached Japan.
Hey, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And in 1884 on this day, the East Cleveland Street Railway Company begins the first U.S. commercial electric streetcar line in Cleveland, Ohio.
And because I wasted time waiting for you, we're going to run out of music, so I'm going backwards. There it goes. Let's see. 1909, this date in history, Orville Wright tested the first U.S. Army airplane, flying 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 40 seconds before he landed again. Yeah.
And are you kidding me?
What?
Bugs Bunny debuts in Wild Hair.
Yeah, it's a little a cartoon short. Wild Hair, Bugs Bunny. And if you look at the old Bugs Bunny stuff, you can probably find it on YouTube.
Cool. That was today in 1940.
Doesn't look anything like Bugs Bunny, but that was him. And it was 1965. President Lyndon Baines Johnson signed the bill requiring all cigarette makers to put health warnings on the sides of cigarettes. They never used to. Remember when they used to advertise that stuff on regular TV?
Oh, yeah.
They did. Well, now you know exactly where you've been. All right, so today is July the 27th, and we're going to do this, and we're going to get back here, and we're going to talk a little bit of pilgrimage, Santa Fe pilgrimage specifically. Those guys just got back. They spent the weekend on a very historic trail. We'll describe that trail to you and more. It's Mike and Lisa Austin, and this is Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. The name of our little show is Your Morning Tradition. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Mike and Lisa Austin and Your Morning Tradition as we get set for another glorious week around here. Still the dog days of summer. I didn't do a weather forecast this morning.
You didn't.
I forgot to look it up.
That's okay. We understand.
You can find it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot smoother for us than it is for the folks out that were over the weekend on that pilgrimage in Kansas.
Maybe we can find our own meteorologist.
You know what? I've talked to a friend of mine.
Yeah?
You ever Hattie McLean?
Yes.
Hattie McLean, Channel 3, Madison, Wisconsin. I talked to her. She has to get permission from her bosses, of course.
Of course.
So, but here's the other idea.
What?
What's stopping us from calling the Weather Channel and saying, hey, can you give us a meteorologist? We probably have to pay them. That's probably why.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
I don't want to mess with that. Well, we're going to see what it takes. If we have to pay them, maybe we have a benefactor who will say, hey, I'd love for you guys to have a meteorologist on board. I just think it'd be cool to have a weather every day of, you know.
It would be.
What to look for and stuff like that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Your Morning Tradition here, Mike and Lisa Austin. And we're talking pilgrimages again. Now, remember, was it last week or the week before? We had a gentleman, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, from out west. And they were doing the pilgrimage out in Colorado.
That's
right. Or was
it?
No, it was up in Idaho.
It was.
Up in Idaho. And we learned some handy dandy tips about pilgrimaging.
Mm-hmm. And you have your own experiences.
I do have my experiences. And
Good and bad.
One of which you have to get, make sure you have salt as well as water.
Mm-hmm.
Because you lose minerals.
Thank you, Mrs. Weigel.
Yes. And which, what else was there? Oh, comfy shoes.
Broken in.
Not yet. Don't go. He said last time we talked, the people who are going on their first pilgrimage think, I better go and invest in some hiking boots or good walking shoes. If you do that a week, 10 days, 2 weeks out from your pilgrimage, it's not going to work out well for you.
Right.
They have to be well broken in. Do 6 months ahead of time and wear them a lot.
Right.
Right. Or buy used ones at Goodwill or something. Spray them out real good.
Yeah. Or just lots of socks and duct tape.
Duct tape works.
I
found that
out.
Duct tape is an amazing product. You put that, you start, the minute you get a twinge of that tingle where you think there's a blister coming.
Duct tape it.
Stop what you're doing, wrap duct tape around that, and it's like brand new layer of skin.
Oh, cool.
It is. Except, be aware, when you pull the duct tape off, you still have sensitive skin under there that's raw.
So, no, put it over the sock.
No, it doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't work that way?
No, you got to put it right on your skin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, so as we talk pilgrimage, Welcoming back those who were on the pilgrimage, the Santa Fe pilgrimage, over the weekend, the Juan Padilla Cross pilgrimage. Viva Cristo Rey to you all. Welcome home, and hopefully you're resting up well. Father Novak told us about this pilgrimage first, and then I was just, it got me interested. I started reading it, and they were just doing it this past weekend. So it wasn't enough time for us to really line up a guest. But you can find a lot of information about the pilgrimage at the sspx.org website.
Right.
And it's called the Ironman's Pilgrimage because it's 33 miles, pretty much straight, flat Kansas gravel road.
Right.
And there's more, having walked along a long, flat trail for an entire day, there's more to just, you might think, well, it's flat then. There's no hills to climb. It's easier.
Not really.
Physically, yeah, you're just going straight forward. But mentally, when you look up and all you see is nothing but long, straight nothing to the horizon and go, I have to walk all the way to where my hand is touching yet.
But it's farther.
But the cool thing about that is it focuses you. You literally, I was counting drops of sweat off the end of my hat.
Oh, wow.
And doing Hail Marys with those.
You know what I find interesting? It's 33 miles. That's significant.
It's a long way. 33. Oh, yeah, 33.
It's 33.
33. And
Christ's death.
Now,
he died on 30. The age of 33.
Right, at the age of 33. Do you think they... Now, see, this is where we need someone from the pilgrimage. And folks in St. Mary's who are listening to this, and we do have a few, are now going, you know, I could have told you this, but... We didn't have time to line anybody up. But I wonder if they make the route that way specifically, because it does trace the footsteps of Juan Padilla, Father Juan de Padilla.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know the story, he's the first martyr on American soil. And this was 1542.
Well, they haven't discovered his body yet, so they can't officially say he was a martyr. It's a pseudo-martyr, right?
Proto-martyr.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was killed by the Indians.
Yes, he was.
They just haven't found his body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in 1540, the late 1530s, and then 1542 is when he was killed, he was traveling with Coronado, the conquistadors.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the story is the whole story is unbelievably interesting. And Lisa, I can't believe we're talking about this whole thing, and okay, hang on.
I was wondering about that.
How could we talk about this whole pilgrimage and the Spanish conquistadors without... Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Every time I hear this, I want to say fine Corinthian leather. Sí. Cordoba. Remember that?
Yeah.
Cordoba. And he's a good Catholic. Oh, who was that? Cordoba. The guy was a Mr. Rourke, Fantasy Island, Mr.
Oh, that's right.
Cordoba. All right, now we've really gone off the skids. Anyway, Father Juan Padilla, 1542, 78 years before Plymouth Rock. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And 100 something years.
104.
104 years before the North American martyr. So this is a traditional thing. This is one of those long, flat pilgrimages. And anyway, so all of the information at the SSPX.org website. If you can't make it this year, they just finished over the weekend.
Yes. And they always have three intentions.
Three.
So the first one is the Catholic Reconquista of our country for the social kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. When you look at that, you think, okay, conquistadors, the conquest of the Americas. They brought the faith and to the Indians, right?
Mm-hmm. So we want to reclaim that back.
Well, but since then, we've lost it.
Yeah.
We've lost it. You look at, I was at a county fair over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't no faith there.
You cannot say that, though.
Okay, well, no, but you just look around. I cannot say that. But
no, you cannot.
Anyway, so the reconquest of America, the social kingship of Christ.
Right. That's the first intention.
Okay.
The second intention is to make reparation for the modern apostasy of the church's hierarchy. That's the second intention.
All right.
And the third intention that they do, is always a special intention that they announced on the day of the pilgrimage itself.
And that would be interesting to get a hold of someone who was on the pilgrimage to find out. And we're going to do that later this week. Let's make that a point of trying to get a hold of someone down there and find out what the intention was and all that. I think what's cool about...
My guess is it's probably everything's been focused around family. I'm wondering if maybe it has something to do with that.
Probably so. Probably so. What I think is cool is also on a pilgrimage, if you've been on one, you know you get a script. The one over in...
Is that the thing you put around your arm?
Well, it's not always. Sometimes it's... Well, that's what I was going to say. And isn't it Santiago? They have a shell. It's something physical that you carry, that you see, that's a theme. It's the theme of the pilgrimage.
Right? I see.
And so the script for this year's pilgrimage, the Juan Padilla pilgrimage, was a nail.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I think this has to do with obviously Christ's crucifixion, but also the big, it's a giant cross they go to, big 30-foot cross, I think it is, at the spot where Father Juan Padilla erected a big wooden cross, or about in that area, mm-hmm. in the Indian village. And so it was just, the whole entire story of the missionaries, and we were talking missions the other day, but the missionaries, mm-hmm. the Franciscans, the Jesuits that came and evangelized here and spread the Catholic faith in America,
mm-hmm.
these are stories so deep and interesting.
Also erect that cross in that specific place because Father Padilla... That was the first place that they had the first recorded mass in the United States.
That could be. That's why they put the cross up to begin
with.
Right.
I think that's
why. I remember reading about Father DeSmet, though. That was one of the first things he would do in a village is they would get together and they would put this big cross up.
Oh, that's neat.
So,
and that was back in June 29th of 1541.
Right.
That's the first recorded mass here in the United States. So I think that's why they put that big, huge cross there.
When they landed, though, in 1492, didn't they have... Because there's famous paintings of them saying Mass right there on the beach.
Right.
So that would be the first Mass, right?
Don't know.
Or the first... the first recorded Mass, though, documented Mass, because it says recorded Mass. Well, anyway, it's very historical. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time right now. You're on your own. But anyway, the getting back to the script, what we had last year for the pilgrimage to Holy Hill was a father had these made. They're beautiful blue banners, like handkerchief type banners. And each one had everybody. You could tie it around your walking stick. A lot of people tied it on their arm. The girls, because the ladies go on our pilgrimage as well, they would tie their hair up with it. I like this. They have a nail.
Well,
it's like a red nail, I think it was.
No.
No?
It's a nail. Everybody gets a nail. But if you make the end of the trip, if you complete the whole 33 miles, then you get the red nail.
Red nail.
Yep.
Right. And that is awesome. And of
but what I think is really cool about this particular pilgrimage mm-hmm. is that it is just for men and boys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That is true. Did we mention that? I don't think we did.
I think we did earlier in the show, in the very beginning. But I do find that very interesting, and I'm kind of glad it's that way, and I think it's appropriate because
we're talking about the Reconquista of America.
Well, right,
we are the
and
soldiers.
The men are supposed to go out and defend us, do a good job and
fight
reclaim
the good fight.
Reclaim it for us.
That's right. On the cover here, Saint Santa Fe pilgrimage. The Reconquista of America, men and boys of the Midwest, dare you take the nail, it says, and tread in the footsteps of America's proto-martyr. I love that.
I love that.
It's historical. It's efficacious. The grace is gained. Unbelievable. Because when you walk, you're singing, you're praying, you're silent sometimes.
Right. And
it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're running out of time. We're going to have to... go back to the Spanish guitar. Guitar, play me guitar. Thank you. Gracias, guitar, play. you are the magisterial guitar playing for me right now. Because they play guitar. I don't know on this pilgrimage if they do, but on ours, at night at the campground sometimes. After
they played music?
Yeah, every now and then, with the guitar? Yeah, somebody will break out a guitar. And
that's neat.
We'll do like folk tunes and stuff. It's kind of fun. Well, anyway. Welcome back, conquistadors of the Santa Fe Pilgrimage. Rest up, my friends, and get ready because it's, what are we doing? Oh, Father Wood, we're going to do a replay of Father Wood. We had a request to do one of his earlier segments because they were missing or something. Somebody missed it. And so... We're gonna replay a Father Wood Latin phrase of the day or Latin word of the day on the way next. Mike and Lisa Austin, your morning tradition at Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com, living our faith. Oh, that's my phone.
It is. You better go answer it.
I gotta answer my phone. I will be right back. Please stand by.